So I'm on the phone with Julia Eisenberg of the band Charming Hostess. Julia, welcome to Radio 613.
Thanks very much.
Tell us about yourself and the work you do with Charming Hostess.
So Charming Hostess is a music ensemble, and we work at the intersection of voice, text, and diaspora consciousness. So that can lead us to different kinds of projects, sometimes just musical, and sometimes they are also installations. Recent work has included an installation I did called Teraphim about household gods and idolatry within Jewish rabbinic and post-rabbinic culture. And a project that I did before that, which was both an album that was released on Tzaddik and also an installation, was called the Bowls Project. And that one was about Babylonian Jewish amulets that were often used to kind of preserve the family and help you out in family situations. And it's one of the few, they were amulets that were very used commonly during the Talmudic period, so roughly between the second and the sixth century of the Common Era. And they were common, and one of the things that's unusual about them is you get a lot of women's voices in them, and that's something that I'm very interested in. So, for example, the Talmud, you never hear, not even once in the entire Talmud, do you hear the first person plural, the we form for women. You never hear women talking about ourselves in the entire Talmud. But in the Bowls, you hear it all the time. They're in, I mean, in Aramaic, you hear it all the time. So that's the kind of projects that I'm interested in.
That's awesome. So this coming Saturday, the band Charming Hostess will be performing at Bar Bess in New York City, and it's a new project called the Ginsberg Geography. So tell us where the idea to put this project came from.
Well, the project is about place, so sense of place in the lives of Natalia and Leone Ginsberg, who are two Italian Jews who are famous for their intellectual brilliance and also their anti-fascist resistance. Both of those things. She's probably more famous than he is outside of Italy. Inside of Italy, he's one of the most famous partisans that there was because he co-founded one of the big partisan groups, an anti-fascist action group. And he was a writer and an intellectual, so was she. She wrote for a long time. She survived the war. I'm looking at the way, so they met and fell in love in Turin, and then they start a family up there, and then they're sent into the internal exile in the Abruzzo, which is a rural area right kind of in the middle of Italy. At the end of the war, when the Nazis occupy Rome, they go to Rome to continue their resistance activities. And there, Leone is killed. Natalia and the children escape back to Turin. So I'm looking at the way these three places, Turin, Abruzzo, and Rome, all kind of sustain their work, sustain themselves personally, how they respond to these three places and how you see it in their work and setting their work to music. And in the end, there will also be an installation so you can kind of walk among the map of their life and then people can add their own maps of their own lives.
So for the music that's part of the Ginsberg Project, you're combining Italian Jewish liturgy, which is mentioned as one of the oldest in or is the oldest in Europe, and also Italian anti-fascist songs. So I don't know if there are other projects that have made that combination before. Do you know if
I know
that's
of one,
happened?
and it's a great one.
What is it?
It's Dan Kaufman, who, I don't know if you've run into him, he has a band called Barbez, but he spells it with a Z, not with an S, like the French Barbez. So he spells his with a Z, and they just came out also on Tzaddik, and his album is called Bella Ciao. And he draws something from specifically from Roman liturgy, and also he's looking at a bunch of texts, World War II text. We both started these projects at the same time, weirdly. They're very different. His is cinematic in scope, and it's beautiful. I highly recommend the record.
Great. No, that's we'll definitely check that out. And are those songs you were familiar with before the project, both on the sort of liturgical side and the sort of resistance movement songs or poetry?
I think the only Italian anti-fascist song that I had ever heard was one that became famous as part one, a song that was sung by the International Brigades in the Spanish Civil War, which is Bella Ciao. It's one of the most famous songs of the Spanish Civil War, even though it's an Italian anti-fascist song, but it became famous kind of internationally because of the International Brigades of the Spanish Civil War. That was the only song I knew, and I knew I was going to steer really clear of that song because right. It's a complete cliche, but the way Dan does it in Verbez, he deconstructs it, and it's not, I told him, I was like, I would be happy if I never heard that song again, but when I heard how you did it, I loved it.
Right.
You know, so that's part of why what's special about his project. But yeah, I learned a lot of songs, and one of the things that's special about Italy is that when they honor World War II veterans, part of how they honor is that they keep up the tradition of singing these songs. They sing these anti-fascist songs. It's part of folk songs that they sing together in a way that we don't come together and sing folk songs most of the time in America. It's not practice. But they do that, and they sing these anti-fascist songs. People still sing them. Young people know them. So it wasn't hard to learn a lot of Italian anti-fascist music. And there's also a great website, which I forget the name, but if you look up Italian anti-fascist songs, a website comes up and it has all of the Italian anti-fascist songs with all of their lyrics and YouTube links when there are such things. And it was an amazing resource.
Right. Are there any that you found sort of particularly inspiring?
Yeah, that's one of the ones that we do I really love. It's called Marchar Marchar, like March, March.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from the point of view of a girl who's watching a partisan walk away to go to the front. And part of why I like it is it captures the kind of the point, an unusual situation, which is a woman objectifying a man as he walks. She likes the way he walks, and that he walks with such a strength. And one of the things that happens is that the point of view shifts. So you have this woman who's watching this man, and then it shifts, and the words say, "We don't have lieutenants, we don't have captains, we have no chain of command. This is the ideal army." Hmm. And then the last line, "I want to marry a partisan." So it's like this kind of flow back and forth between a non-hierarchical revolutionary structure and that's sexy. I want to marry that, you know. So I like that song very much. We're singing it. We'll be singing it this Saturday.
Okay. And then just on the Italian Jewish liturgy side, are there songs that you learned there that you're really excited to either share and combine sort of with these anti-fascist songs?
Yeah, I've been combining with, not with the anti-fascist songs, but I've been using some of the tropes and some of the little fragments of the tunes of the liturgy to kind of take off on when I'm setting the text of the Ginsbergs. Mm-hmm. And mostly I'm looking at trope from both Rome and Turin. So there wasn't Jews in Abruzzo. There wasn't a lot of Jews there. So there isn't, you know, tons of trope from there, but there's lots from northern Italy. There's big settlements. You know, like Primo Levi, he's a cousin of these people. So, yeah, there's been a bunch of stuff there. Oh, I don't know if you know the song Achot Ktana, Little Sister. It starts the whole Rosh Hashanah liturgy, and there's a very haunting Italian version of that I've been kind of grabbed a little bit of the tune and integrated into some of the work that I'm doing, new work that I'm making.
Well, thank you so much for sharing background on this project, the Ginsberg Geography, and we look forward to having an installation up in these parts and your future projects. So, Julia Eisenberg, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.